Good evening, Patriots, and welcome to the Bards FM podcast. And you know who I am, Scott Kesterson. Patriots, you know, I'm going to tell you, we're going to step into our prayer here in a minute, but I want to let you know that I don't think in my life or in anybody's time doing research on the boards or anything else that we have ever seen the level of insanity that we are witnessing right now in information. And I truly mean what I'm saying. And we're going to get into a few discoveries, a couple retractions, and some new developing stories. But I swear, if the world could have turned upside down and gone inside of a blender, that's exactly what just happened. I've never seen anything like it. So before we get started, then, let's do as we do each night, and let's begin with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of bringing us together here as patriots, as a time to assemble, be praised in this space together, and to extend our love to you for all that you do, the gatherings of strength that we build each and every day as your light flows through us, and we feel that connectivity as one. We're humbled, Lord, to know in this place that as a reflection of you, each of us carries a piece of you, and that with that, in a certain sense, we are nothing because we together are everything. So let us always remember, Lord, that we are strong together and strongest together, unified, and it is always our goal and our walk in life to bring us to unity and greater strength to each and every one of us. And so we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So, Patriots, let me begin with a couple of things. I'm sorry. This has been, I want to just begin by thanking an incredible media team. It's the Spiff Force. And I cannot tell you how hard they are working right now to literally bring, to clarify everything and to bring truth to all that is here. Okay. They are really working overtime. And it's just a big thank you to all the efforts that they are doing. It's amazing to me what's happening here. And so, my goodness, what can I say? Here we go. So, Patriots, let me make a couple corrections real quick. And we got a couple things going on. And my goodness, I don't... Yep. All right, so we're good. And now we've... this looks like... I'm sorry, I'm trying to get caught up because apparently our board here has been messing around and we haven't got, it's not getting the right mods in place. So excuse me here for a minute while I try to find everybody, but all right, we're just gonna have to roll and we'll get caught up as we go. So, and for those of you calling in, I'm not taking any calls, so sorry, not doing it. So that's just the way we roll. All right, here's where we are. We were starting with a story today, and that story was that there was a possibility, it seemed, that our, whatever that thing is up there in the office, which is a complete kabuki theater, I don't know else to say it, was signing blank sheets instead of signing real EOs. Okay, that is what we were following and looked like a possible story. That's fake news. I want to be clear. Fake news, All right. What actually happened is that they were using a particular flash that was intense and too intense, really, in my opinion, but who knows? And they were literally flashing out the on the paper so that you couldn't read the text. Thanks to some amazing work by a couple of Patriots that sent in some things and our SPIF force, they were able to discover this and in the process use some highlighting changes, and we can actually see text on the page. So that's the first thing. Okay. Next thing. And this is this is one of these that's unknown at this point in time. There is a picture of POTUS sitting at the in the Oval Office, and from the same angle, another picture of Sleepy Joe sitting in there. And what we are seeing is two different types of wallpaper. So the initial issue is that we don't know. It looked like there was like a some sort of fake setting. So then we found the photo later with POTUS in the office, and what we see is that the wallpaper matches that of Mr. Biden, and that the one that with the other angle, it doesn't. So this is an unknown right now, but here's what adds crazier things, and I'm seeing it on the board and we're watching it too. Here's where it gets crazier. Okay. Then there's a German official German website that publishes a picture of a set of the White House showing that there's a set with an entire Oval Office as a stage set. That's crazy. Okay. It also gets crazier when we get into, and this, by the way, is all SPIF Force work today. I'm just so impressed with everything that's going on. When we get into Castle Rock, we get into something crazier, because Castle Rock was part of a all 18 movies and show Steve Bannon wrote and directed are tied to Castle Rock. And Castle Rock also has a studio for the White House. I mean, this is literally like bizarro world right now. Okay. But now I'm going to get crazier. Ready? Here we go. And it just happened. You ready for this? Here it comes. I'm going to read it to you. I'm still sitting here. Oh, that's the wrong one. Hang on a second. We got this over here. Here it comes. This is it. The House was told to go home. Next week's schedule is canceled. Biden made it clear he can run the country with his pen. Congress is no longer necessary. I don't even know what to say to this. This is like unbelievable what we're witnessing. All right. Holy cow. Good call. So on the, I just saw one of the follow the pen. Yeah, no kidding. I don't even know where to go with this. So we are literally witnessing, and by that way, the tweet on the was the German Foreign Office, and it reads the return of the United States to WHO, which is HWO, and Paris Agreement, the prospect of earlier talks on the future of the JCPOA on POTUS Biden's first day in office. All this points to a new kind of cooperation. Foreign Minister Heiko Maas, and he's sitting literally on a set. In the official German photo, he's sitting on a set. It's supposed to be the Oval Office. Patriots, I'm just telling you right now, I don't even know where to go with this. And if you, by the way, if you go to Antifa.com, all right, where do you end up? You end up at President Joe, Sleepy Joe's website. Now, here's my point, and this is really important. I see somebody keeps posting the same thing about Scott McKay. Got it. You don't need to keep posting it, and I'm not going to talk about it. All right, done. So here's the thing. The deal is right now that we are in a place where everything is upside down, and we all know this feels wrong. There's all sorts of crazy stuff happening, and we just have to keep looking at pieces. So we're kind of taking the 48-hour rule right now, and we have to take a breath on a lot of stuff. So if that means that we are a little bit slow in bringing some of these stories, if I bring them, I'm going to bring them with a lot of caution. And if we aren't sure about them. They're going to be really flagged as major, like, look out. Okay, so a few things I want to point out, though, in terms of anomalies, and it's important to really grasp this. Number one, a presidential site having Antifa.com pointing to it is a big deal because it means somebody else is running. It's being allowed to happen. Now, imagine if that happened with President Trump. That would last about 10 seconds. So either the White Hats are running this page or it's part of something else. But to me, this is all indicating, once again, indicating that things are not as they appear. This is very important because this is a presidential site. Think this through logically. Would you ever allow that? Okay, the National Guard members that turned their back on the presidential motorcade. So someone was saying today that apparently there were orders given at one point that if troops turned and faced the motorcade, they might get risk getting shot. Some sort of nonsense. Here's what I said earlier today. If they turn their back on a presidential motorcade, they are defying the president, they're showing disrespect, and they're all subject to Article 15s and potential court martials. It doesn't make sense. So that's important, okay? So that said, where we are right now in this whole event is there's so many pieces out here that we cannot put together that we just have got to take a breath and observe, all right? There's a lot of anomalies. The National Guard is reported tonight to have been pushed out of D.C., asked to leave, and now there's thousands of them sitting in spaces out and around D.C. all huddled together. That's another weird anomaly. No understanding yet. I just listened to Monkey's latest show. By the way, Monkey's doing back and Patriots. When you get over there, say hello, but I'm telling you, and I've said this the other night, Patriots have got to quit being, and I'm not saying anybody here is, but you need to go to the defense of Monkey if people are hammering on him. Because he's telling what he has in facts. And when this thing didn't unroll the way everybody expected, and it hasn't unrolled the way I expected, then, of course, like you have all these people losing their mind and telling him he's giving fake news. He's following data, okay? And he's giving you the best interpretation. So send our love over there when you get over there. And if you see trolls, beat the snuggers out of them, okay? It's not right. I don't care if they're patriots. We don't accept it. It's not the way we work. It's not the way we roll. We don't turn on each other. Now, Monkey pointed out a couple things. Tonight, as he pointed out, there's no indication right now that there's traffic moving out of D.C. with aircraft to move troops. But as he said, that's going to be a big indicator of what goes on. But here's the other thing. He also pointed out something very critical, that 2 weeks, and he did this on his earlier show today, 2 weeks ago, markings for or identifiers for Air Force One and Air Force Two were removed from Pence and POTUS. Now that's bizarre. And there's a ton of strange traffic going on right now. What we know at this point in time is there's a number of things that are just not adding up. And as I have said here, and I've said to other people, you can't move on a battlefield with so many anomalies that aren't adding up. You have to sit quietly, be the sniper, and observe and take a breath. Okay. Nothing is going to go crazy yet. So let's take a breath. As far as the EOs, not on the registry, that's another big one, but we're watching that. This is a potential issue of an unorganized administration. It could be a whole variety of things going on. We don't really know. We haven't seen anything yet on the registry of the EOs, though we've got Biden's name on it. And then we have this crazy thing that happens tonight. I mean, literally add to another level of insane. There is a Biden speech that comes out, and it's the President Biden delivers remarks and signs executive orders. All right. At the 1:16:39 mark, all of a sudden, in the middle of his speech, is a break-in with the voice of Hunter saying that he's taking a plea deal. I'm sorry. This is like, what's going on? Seriously, what is going on? It is crazy. So, and I'll put some of these links up so you can find them underneath this podcast when it posts tonight. So you can go back and verify what I'm saying. And anyway, this is nuts, Patriots. All right. It's truly nuts. We don't know what's going on. All right. We got everybody mad at each other. There's accusations that President Trump quit and walked out on us. We have troops in uniform that are sitting up there, apparently kicked out of the Capitol. I don't even know where to begin on the insanity that we're seeing. And then here's the question that just keeps nagging at me. It has nagged at me for 6 months. Where are all the A-listers? I want you to think back to 2016, and then I want you to think to 2018. And all of a sudden, most of Hollywood is silent. Where is all that network? Right? Seriously. So you can't just say, like, this is normal, and people are in denial. I'm sure, like, well, this is just a transition of a presidency. It's not. Our world is in straight idiocracy. There's no other way to put it. It's complete bizarro land. So it is our place to really focus clearly on what's before us, take a breath, and pay attention to detail. I really want to compliment the patriots that have emailed me today with corrections of things that we were working on as well, but the necessity to point out details. It's really big, all right? Details and facts are essential right now, and we cannot be part of spreading fake news. And that's why I'm retracting those stories earlier, because I put them out today as developing stories. And I want to be clear here, patriots, please, if you're going to repeat what I'm saying and pass it around, I'm going to be very specific on my wording. We want to share things that look interesting, but part of sharing that is so that you can be part of the process, because that's what we do now. We share the news and we go. So don't put things out like, hey, Bard said this. If I say developing, or it's a question mark, or we're not sure about it yet, but it's interesting, please take that in context. It's really important. And it is, we have to be accurate. I'm serious, because everybody's on edge right now. And I mean serious edge. And we're watching, either we are watching the total destruction of our country through the pen, or we are literally watching the greatest show ever on earth. But there's really no middle ground. And I think we can all agree, other than, and yeah, there's no middle ground. And even if you're trying to walk from one side to the other, you don't have any time. You got, like, you have to, I decided I want to be part of those that don't believe. Okay, you better run, because that center field's all full of dynamite and landmines and claymores, and you're going to get blown up. So head up, focus. So breathe, really. I mean, we have to breathe. I'm sorry. This is just every time I turn around. And then I see these pictures of Nancy Pelosi, and I swear this is one. It's from today. And I'm looking at this, and it's from MSNBC, and I swear she has a lizard skin mask on, a lizard skin mask. Okay, I I'm done. It's like, I can take no more. We've got a lizard head with a lizard skin mask. I don't even know what to say. Golly, is that going to be the next thing? Like, literally, are we going to start seeing the Nephilim come out of Antarctica and start walking across the earth in big strides, or what? I'm ready for anything. At this point in time, if someone said, hey, Bards, what's up? Aliens landed. Where? Oh, you wouldn't believe this, but they landed in Kansas, and they rolled on over to the burger joint there. They grabbed some burgers, and then they asked Pompeo to jump in and take a ride. I'd be like, okay. You have pictures? Yeah, we got the whole thing on video. Okay. That sounds about right for right now. That's about where we are. Holy cow. What a crazy world we're in. I'm serious. I don't even know what to say, man. So let's dig into a couple things here. I think we have to really, one of the things we have to all do very, very seriously is dig deep into our faith. And I say that not as a retraction, but as a strength, because really at this point in time, here's a theory that I have, and I want to share this with you because it may explain some of this insanity and why the faith part is so true. Now, I know this treads on some stuff that people are uncomfortable with, because I've used this term before and I got a bunch of blowback, and I was talking about 4D and 5D worlds, and then pretty soon people are like, dude, you can't say that. That's not Christian. It's not. Okay, listen, I'm going to put it in simpler terms. We're in a point in time when we are truly awakening. And one of the things that's really interesting about the awakening, when you look at it, as we come closer to God and we are coming more in touch with the true selves of who we are, that the hidden aspects of who we are, why they've had to work so hard at suppressing us, okay, is because we are the children of God. Each one of us is a reflection of God's perfection. And in that process, when we are as each individual, and it says so in Scripture, we are nothing, which sounds like, oh, you're nothing at all. No, it's this profound statement, because we aren't individuals. We are literally where you go one, we go all. We are unified together. We are the fabric that makes the true reflection of God together. It's amazing. So when we do this, we're in a place right now where we are literally transitioning. Okay? And as we transition and we come in touch with our greater connectivity to God, this is my theory. Patriots, just bear with me, because you may not agree, and I respect your disagreement. I'm going to say this up front, because sometimes when we get into these places, people are like, dude, you're way out there. And I really want you to think about this. If faith can truly move mountains, if faith can truly move mountains, as Christ has said, which I truly believe, because even in science, we can prove that. That's like wild physics. It's amazing, because it has to do with all possibilities existing in one time. And it can happen. So here's my point. And it's profound. What if, Patriots, we are in a place right now where part of the craziness of this world is because as we come through this transition into awakening, we're really empowering our thoughts, meaning they're starting to manifest in our real world. Think about this a minute. If this is happening and we're truly like becoming truly connected to the power of faith, we are literally creating this idiocracy, because through our fears and through our hesitations, through our panic, there's a turmoil of it's a hurricane. Literally, it's a hurricane of all of these thoughts and images and fears and unraveling of things. And what ends up happening is we are turning this world upside down ourselves. Now, I'm not saying that's true. I'm saying it's a theory, and it's the one thing that I can come up with among others that accounts for this turbulence that we are feeling, of where you literally are watching a movie, but we're creating the movie, and we're creating it through the way that we believe, the fears that we're manifesting, and all of these things are happening because we are becoming such a stronger being, right? So in this moment in time, when we have this place, it is so critical, and we are walking this place, it is so critical for us to stand closely with God and to anchor ourselves deeply in that space and walk cleanly in breath, in life, in everything that we do. It's never been more important. And I truly believe that I think we could prove that scripturally, and I'm not going to go into the proof tonight, but I think if we really listen closely to the words in Scripture, that we're hearing constantly the need. Actually, we can. And I'm going to read one passage that I think sums this up, and I really want you to listen closely. And I've read this passage a couple times today, but it's important to go back at it again. It's Galatians 6, 7 to 11. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to one another, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. This to me defines a very clear path of where we need to be. And in that walk, we have to constantly be working in our life to be keeping ourselves in line and not falling into those traps of where we sow to his own flesh, meaning we sow into the worship of our flesh and the material things, because it's there that we reap corruption. And it's only when we stand true in faith that we are able to stay the true line, especially now when we're being barraged with this untruth and deceptions. But when we add a layer to that, that we may perhaps, and I know this is a little stretch for some, but we could, through our own power of faith, be manifesting things that itself are so out of place that we're creating a turbulence that's making this boat rock. Imagine if we all stopped for a minute and we just breathed. Quit worrying about the future. Don't worry about the whatever kabuki theater we're watching in DC. Shut off the news. Focus on truly the powers of the things that we have within us. Breathe and focus, breathe and focus, breathe and focus. If we all did that in a moment, I will guarantee you this world would right its ship. Okay? That's the point I'm getting at here. It's pretty obvious right now that our own panics and fears are manifesting some crazy things, and I do believe it's happening. I mean, there's other things going on, but part of this process of awakening is for us to take a responsibility and accountability for a life without fear. That has to be, Patriots. And so I would encourage everyone to constantly work to reach out to others to bring faith and calm to one another. I can't stress that enough. I really feel right now that like there's probably some people that are like the helm of the ship, right? And about the time they move forward, here comes this huge like sneaker wave that whacks the ship and they're like, oh, here we go again. What happened? All those Patriots back there, I thought we had them in line, and then all of a sudden they got freaked out over something. What happened? They're like, well, Sleepy Joe, he went into the White House. And they're like, he did what? Hey guys, didn't you put up that Antifa.com thing to point to his presidential site to give him a clue what was going on? They're like, yes, sir, we did, but see my point? Where the clues are all there and we keep freaking out. Okay. Things aren't adding up. And it's back to that moment when Christ is sitting in the stern, he's asleep, and his captains or his apostles are around there, or disciples freaking out, master, master, wake up. And he's like, I'm ad-libbing this a bit, but you can just see this going like, what? They're like, the storm's going to smack us. He's like, hang on. Hey, peace be still. Whole thing stops. They're like, he's looking at him like, dudes, what's your deal? Like, haven't you seen enough? I've healed people. I've done all these things. And now here you are. Here you are. You're waking me up from the one time I get a little bit of a sleep in between. I'm going to go out and we're going to heal some more people. We're going to do some amazing things. I'm going to pull some demons out of a dude. I mean, seriously. And it's like no faith. And where are we? We're here right now. We're like that plus in the desert. Everybody's wandering around like, hey, I thought there was going to be a milk and honey. And God's like, here you go. Here's some manna. They're like, I'm tired of manna. I want meat. Okay, well, here's that. And then a bunch of them die. Man, I'm telling you, seriously, it is a time to breathe and stay focused and walk that steady line. It's an incredible time to be alive, truly an incredible time to be alive. And with that breath and with that connection and that clear, steady flow in and out, seriously, we quiet that space of our soul. We sit tight with God and it becomes so comfortable and it's so peaceful. I would want everyone to feel this peace right now, just to relax, because it's an epic time, truly, Patriots. I was talking to Robert Patrick Lewis. You've heard him on the show. He's an amazing guy. He's doing incredible work for the nation with his team of 1A Praetorian, which, by the way, don't remember to find them, and we'll put that link on there too so you can go down and support them. These guys are doing amazing work, God's work, keeping people safe in the midst of this crazy. And he and I are both talking about all the anomalies that we're looking at, and we're just having a pretty good laugh. It's like, yeah, we're pretty comfy right now. It's just we can't explain it. We really can't do anything about it. So there's a point in that fight, no matter where you're at, that you have to step back. And that's one of those basic things that you say and you look at, you're like, okay, can I affect it? Nope. Is it going to hit me? Well, maybe, maybe not. But here's kind of the balance of the whole thing, right? So let's just say that we're in the midst of one of the most amazing transitions in the world, just like Jim Pugh pointed out the other night. He mapped it out in detail, okay? And the way I put that to you is, it's up to you to accept that as truth or not. There's all sorts of anomalies that fit in. There's all sorts of explanations that fit in, and time will show that to be true or not. Okay. And I hear people say, oh, I can't believe anymore. Well, that's part of the problem too. Let me be clear here. Part of where we are and part of the strength of faith is we hold faith to, not just to like keep me sane, but we're putting faith into the world of where we want to go. So it is up to us to stay steady in faith and not be rocked and not deviate from the spot. We have to hold that line. That's part of holding a line, right? Holding the line in the sense of the Spartans, where we have our shields up and the swords are there and people are banging on them and whatever. Okay, that's a nice metaphor. But in fact, if you can imagine that instead of holding a physical shield, but now you're holding a spiritual shield and you're standing on the line and holding that line. And with that, you're putting your faith into where we want to be. Now we're putting some traction to the whole thing, right? So anyway, Robert and I are having this great talk, and it was just an amazing place where we're both sitting back and commenting. It's like, here's where it is. If everything goes as we hope it'll go, and there's some sudden turns in this story and it goes like Jim Pugh's story and it all unfolds properly, then we're in an amazing place. So what's the downside if it doesn't happen? We're still in a great place. We've got unified patriots. It just means we change the game a bit and we go about this a different way. We haven't lost. In fact, we've won. We have the numbers. And the biggest part of this is to keep the strength and the positivity going forward and keep the faith going forward into light. Light, not darkness, patriots, not darkness. There has been so much conditioning on the space of negativity and darkness and doom and gloom. It's an automatic default. And when you get to that point where you're getting overwhelmed, take a step back. Okay, take a breath, take a step back, and give it a bit of space to evolve as it should. Because as it does, and as it evolves, it will start to make sense. And right now, more than ever, we have to take that distance space, right? I mean, we are all right now, quite frankly, if we go by this current administration, by what their attitude is towards us, we are all living in the moment of the final words of the Declaration of Independence. And I'll just read these. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. We're here. This is the moment we're at. So keep in mind constantly that we are in a middle of an information war. And in the middle of an information war, there both sides are competing for a single prize, and that's us, and are basically the control of us in one way or another. Allegiance or control is a better term. Allegiance or control. Patriots want us to follow them and to lead, to trust them in one way, and the dark lords want us to abide to them and succumb to them. Where we need to be is in a very clear and centered space to follow that line that God sets before us regardless, and that will take us to light. And with that, it will keep us stable, because there's so much chaos going on that if you try to read news and understand news, you're not going to get anything. Probably 90 to 95% of all the information flow out of any form of media right now is distorted. And perhaps all of it is to a certain degree, because no one has a handle on what truth is, and especially if you're part of anything related to the big system, which is most even of the conservative media. There is a bias right now of accepting everything that we're seeing as true. Again, we don't have the details, but a lot of things aren't adding up. And as this unfolds, it will unfold as it is, and then you have to make a bigger choice. And this is going to be the one either way. We have to make a choice of which direction we're going. And if you're really going to be a patriot, you have to hold that line in that direction no matter what. I've told you already. I mean, it's like, oh, what's that place up there? That's the Vatican Bank's little proxy city called Washington, D.C. It's done. I'm not even paying attention to it. Okay. There, it's no longer for me. It does not represent anything of the United States because of the circus and kabuki theater we just went through and that complete thievery of an election. On the other side, you have President Trump and Mar-a-Lago. Well, like, okay, I'm not really big on Florida. I live down there, but My point is that we're going to make a choice as patriots to either live by the Constitution and our founding documents, or we're going to make a choice to follow those that detest it and try to do everything they can to destroy it. So we have to make those hard decisions. And those hard decisions will shape the future of this nation. And that's about us holding the line. Everybody wants to jump right now. They also want to, I'm going to get this thing going. We're going to get this organization. We're going to start putting the country back together. You can't put something back together when you don't know how it's broken. You may think you know how it's broken, but I go back to all the anomalies. And there are a ton of anomalies that at the moment aren't making any sense. So while it's excellent to anchor yourself in knowledge, getting to know your documents, your Declaration of Independence, your Constitution, your Bill of Rights, which, by the way, under this video, there's under all this podcast and under all the podcasts and last today, there is a link to a free download PDF of a nicely formatted consolidation of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights into a nice PDF that you can download and have for yourself. And I would recommend you do so and print it out so that you have it on hard copy. So it's just a good time to anchor into that and to really get to know those documents and read them. This is a time to make sure you've got a hard copy of a Bible in hand. It might be a good time right now to start thinking about making sure you have seeds on hand to grow a garden, for example. This is a time where we have to think now and potentially where things are going. It's going to get bumpy, patriots. I don't know how else to say it. It's going to be a bumpy transition or it's going to be a bumpy fight. I don't know which. But no matter what we're facing, we are in literally bizarro land. And in order for us to get through this, holding that line is going to be the difference between victory and sanity or insanity and chaos. And the difference between all of that is where you stand with God, because God's not going to let us go crazy. It might be a tough walk with God for a while, but there is a certain sense right now of a strange calm, uneasiness and calm in the nation. I can't make it out. And I think everyone can feel it. Other than Antifa.com going to Biden's site, everything is pretty relatively like quiet. In a weird way, quiet. So time to sit and observe. Get to know your local communities. Very important. Not just your, get to know your neighborhood, your neighbors. Get to know, really start talking. This is a time, really, for an opportunity to talk and to reach out, to share. And then when you go over to your city centers and you go to your counties, start paying attention to who your county commissioners are, who your sheriffs are, who's on the school board, who's on the city council. And when you do that, start mapping that out. Start knowing who they are, what party affiliations they are, what are their positions, what do they stand for. You have to get to know your local community, because at the end of the day, no matter how this resets, it's going to make a difference locally, not nationally. We are going to make a change in this nation county by county. Whatever happens in D.C. is a choice that we make if we want to follow that craziness or not. We can choose whether to be part of it or reject it. That's each of our choices, and the more people that reject it, the more we stand as we the people and less that we stand as we the subject of the masters of D.C. That needs to happen. And then the immediate change has to be in our local counties and cities where we get to know who's who in this matrix of control, and we start to take it back through voting and through action, local action. That's where we are. And this is it's a pretty simple thing. I think the greatest gift of all of this, truly, and I've said this before, but we get into a place where we were as a country and as a movement, I think there was a tendency to want to put all of the hope and trust into President Donald J. Trump. When in fact, the whole time, the true change was us. We were the plan all along. I've said this from the very beginning, if you followed me for almost 2 years on these platforms, and that is this. My faith is with God. I have trusted that President Trump has a plan to drain the swamp. And I'm still haven't seen any discernible evidence that that plan is not is completed yet. There's too many anomalies. And I have used the Q board as a pivot point for research, but in the end of the day, I rely on my own research, and I rely on the solid research of assembling pieces and looking at the puzzle to build a picture that provides some context for what we're actually witnessing. And at this moment, when I put that puzzle together, it looks like a spaghetti sandwich with a bunch of meatballs and some green tomato sauce and with a bunch of cheese all tossed up with some popcorn sprinkled all over it and some chocolate sauce drizzled. That's how chaotic it really looks. And it doesn't sound appetizing to me whatsoever. The chocolate sauce killed it. I was doing fine until then. So Patriots, we are literally at a point where we have to take a step down. Don't let the anxiety get to us. Let's not draw quick conclusions. Let's keep our eyes straight ahead. Focus, breathe, pay attention and to what's going on, but don't get obsessed with the voices that are trying to rattle the sabers, threaten things. We've got some problems in the nation, a lot of them, and there's a lot of reasons to distrust a lot of what comes out of DC. But for the moment, let's just observe and see what happens, and we'll take it from here. But that's now us using our best of our skills to observe, to record, and to ultimately remain awake in all that we do and aware. Most of all, pray and stay close with God. Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time in which you have allowed for us to come together. And Lord, on this day, in this night, we've passed some amazing truths and started to look at things always through your eyes that you give us, through the hearing and ears that you provide, and through the breath that you allow us to speak. Lord, we pray for all the patriots across this nation in a time of confusion to give each and every one strength and clarity in heart, to uplift them with the courage and the light that only you can provide. Lord, we are all sitting in a moment of unease, and we pray for peace. We pray for calm. We pray for breath. We pray for the simple place of prayer in each and every person to come together through that unity that only we can have always through you, standing in you, knowing that we are each part of a very perfect tapestry. Above all, Lord, we trust in you and know that in the end you will win and you shall deliver, and we are graced by such a knowledge in our lives. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So, Patriots, I'm going to wish you a very blessed evening, and I'm going to tune out here, grab some dinner, and then I'm going to be back at 9 p.m. Pacific and midnight Eastern for Fishers with Men, the final show of the day. Thank you for being here on Podbean. It's a little bit of an inconvenience now with a suspension, not suspension, it's a one-week penalty over on YouTube. And I've promised to be a good patron over there when I'm done, not to ever mention again that Joe Biden lost. And he actually stole the election from President Trump. I'm not supposed to say that. And I'm also not supposed to say that if you wear a mask, you're following the rules of WHO. And that's what it is. So in the rest of the evening, enjoy yourself. Breathe. Hope to see you in the next show. If not, I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for Peace Be Still. Until next time, walk with God and God bless, Patriots. Out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed. that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made. Therefore, they can be solved by man. And man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
That has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push, we climb, we never give in, we become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray, we stand, we live by the words, in God we trust, we fear nothing, we are the light. It can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.